the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Have we offended the good people of Stockbridge?
No, just a lot of fun facts about Stockbridge coming
up. Well, tell me more.
It's on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. List as more. Dan in Chilton, Stockbridge is the sturgeon capital of the world.
Is that right? I'll tell you what, catching sturgeon's fun now. And it's
not
a good
stern events.
It's a good eat, too. Sturgeon.
Mailman Matt, Stockbridge on the eastern shore of Lake Winnebago, south of Appleton, west of Chilton.
How close to Fond du Lac?
If it's anything
close,
within an hour.
Okay.
Within an hour. Zeke in Sun Prairie, Stockbridge, east on the banks of Lake Winnebago, home of one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Graduate of Notre Dame University, Dave Casper of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. Okay.
So that's our Stockbridge text coming in.
I like that.
All right. So as much as I'd love to discuss Stockbridge further, we did ask a question.
We had a syndrome, right? Isn't the Stockbridge syndrome?
That's Stockholm.
Oh, syndrome. Okay.
Tausch must have watched Die Hard recently. I am curious if Tausch even remembers what question we asked for the Carbliss talk and text line.
Yeah, something about Jair. Jordan Love. Oh, no. Injury, rest, or, you know, whatever for the Packers.
Win the game, yes.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, on the Carbliss talk and text line, what have we gotten as responses?
First one here is from Chip in Cedarburg. Goals for the game against the Bears. Number one, achieve a level of play you want to see going into the playoffs. Number two,
agree.
Number two, come out of the game healthy.
Agree.
Number three, beat the Bears relentlessly and send their fans to the gates by the end of the first quarter. Side note, how about my Buckeyes, Jay Bird?
Yeah, good for the Buckeyes.
Chip in Cedarburg.
Oregon fans could have been leaving the Rose Bowl after the first quarter as well. Just wanted a good game. Didn't get it. Don't like to see Iowa State or Ohio State win anything, though.
Is Oregon a little fraudulent this year?
I don't think so. I don't think they played real well. They beat Ohio State once already.
When's the last time a great undefeated team got beat by 40 and could have got beat by more? When does that happen?
Well, I don't know if I said they were great. I don't think they were fraudulent. They got it taken to them yesterday.
Yeah.
And since we're in the business of saying who should and shouldn't be in the college football playoff and wins don't matter, Alabama still should have been in there, right? I mean, they only lost the ReliaQuest Bowl to Michigan, but I'm sure they still deserved a spot in some people's opinions. You can't not have...
Coming at Herbie. You're coming at the king,
well,
son.
Again,
you're coming at the king,
what did
son.
What did we learn in these games? We learned that even the number one team can get its ass kicked. Yeah. So it does matter what you do during the season. And they did not play well yesterday. There's no doubt about it. It was ugly.
Yeah, even when we played them, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, and their stud wideout was not playing.
Yeah, the game against us was their worst game of the year. Like, they crushed everybody
else.
They
still beat us. Yeah. No, they didn't crush. They beat Ohio State barely. So, listen,
and they
Oregon
barely beat Idaho.
Everything they got. They're not fraudulent. I was trying to be a little itchy there, but they got the. You don't see great teams
you
get
don't.
Throttled like that.
Yeah, they're
it's
not
just,
a great team.
And they're not. Exactly.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So, to the greater point, though, that he makes there. Hey, if you can get out to a 21-0 lead on the Bears, hey, more power to you. Great, because it allows you to accomplish the other goals, which means you're playing great, and B, you're getting guys out of the game.
I can't even get Waddle and Sylvie to double down on there. They owe us two pizza parties. I told them, let's go for a four-piece nug. And this is a makeup.
I just want to go to Cut.
Oh, you need to. They got some great baked salmon there, or baked
Alaska.
Alaska. Yeah.
Can we actually get one of the pizzas, though? Like, can we cash out? I could go for some deep dish.
Listen, I've went through some processes with
and
some
what
of
is,
our team.
What does that entail?
Were you negotiating on our behalf?
Well, no, it was my wager. And then we decided I wanted to make
What did you put up?
It's a great question. I don't even remember. Something.
Because you were that sure enough. You weren't going to have to pay.
No, we would have owed them something. We would have to send them some stuff down. I don't remember what. But, yeah, I didn't think it was ever going to happen. And then I tried to work it out with our team. And we just there's some stuff that we got to maneuver through. And when we got a couple of roadblocks, old T kind of said, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and waste time. We'll figure it out in the new year. So that's what we're doing. Don't know what that is.
Putting up some 2025.
Putting up some Baskin-Robbins ice cream, all 31 flavors. What else we got on the carbless talk and text line?
Liss is more. Tyler in Illinois, stay healthy in a runaway. Getting things, quote, cleaned up is overrated. They've been clean versus crappy teams all year. The Bears are a crappy team, so it's not going to mean much to dominate them. Hope for health and flip the extra gear switch in the playoffs. It says Tyler in Illinois. What do you make of that assessment? That overrated? It's overrated to say you got to clean things up in 1 week against a bad team.
No, I disagree. I think, is it going to be the end all be all? No, I'm not saying it's like the most important thing ever, but
ever.
Sports and professional sports, confidence is a big part of everything we do. So if you want to go, if you slop around and think that that's going to, you know, instill confidence in your crew to go to Philly, I can't help you. Do I think if they go out and throttle the Bears, that means they're going to go throttle Philly? No. But I think it will help build that up and give these guys that baseline back to, all right, this is more of what we do, even though if let's say the Bears come and throttle us, I still think we can go in and beat Philly. It would be shocking, and it would probably hurt the psyche a little bit. So cleaning things up, it is catch. It's a coach speak. It is. But there is something to having confidence as you're going into a big game. I think it helps more than it hurts. But it comes down to your preparation and how you're going to execute. And typically – most teams that I've been a part of, when you have some positive mojo going in, it helps you build to give yourself that opportunity to play your best football when you need it.
We can get to one more here from Dan and McGuanago on the Carbliss talk and text line. With Jair out, we need to see our pass rush tee off on the Bears' underperforming O-line. Gotta see the boys get some sack action. Says Dan in McGuanago.
How does Tom Brady say that word?
Sack.
Just no, like sack. That's how they say it in Wedding Crashers. Doesn't he say sock or sack or he says it?
He's an East Coast guy.
Sock. Got to get a sock.
Dan brings up an interesting question, or he doesn't really ask a question, but it creates a question for me. Seeing our pass rush tee off, are we at the point now, you know, as you like to point out, there are no bad teams in the playoffs. And generally speaking, there are really good offensive lines in the playoffs. You just mentioned that earlier. So are we at the point where Jeff Hafley has to say, blankets, I'm sending five or more often? Because once again, despite the Pro Bowl selection that Rashawn Gary received, their pass rush was not good enough against another good offensive line in the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. So does he have to say, look, we can't ask our secondary to cover for hours on end. Does he need to be more aggressive and take those risks? You talk about Gary Ellerson saying that Jordan Love needs to take some risks. Does Jeff Hafley have to take some risks?
Yes, and I think he will, and I think you'll see more of those simulated looks and some of the other stuff that he had some success with, Keyshawn coming off the slot and some of the other things, and especially with Edger and Cooper showing what he's been able to do, I would be surprised if you don't start seeing Jeff Hafley get a lot more exotic with some of his stuff, especially on third down. But I think, and when you start looking at who we may have to play, and that's Philly, Detroit, you know, potentially Minnesota, where Detroit made hay is on first and second down. When you got Goff to third and long, you were successful. It's you can't sit back and, you know, let the play action pass dictate what you do. That's what teams are doing against Green Bay, and it's worked. So you're going to have to come at people and be more aggressive on first and second down moving forward than what we've seen. And I would bet that Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur are going to look at that and say, yeah, if we're going to get beat, we're going to get beat by being more aggressive. We're not going to just let people play action pass us to death.
All right, that's what we've gotten from the carbless talk and text line. Less is more. I want to get to this Ireland thing, especially given the fact that the dwellers in the YouTube comments are already asking if you're going to go, since your piracy, Irish pirate routine would play very well in Dublin. Before we can talk about that, we need to talk again about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, Happy New Year. And you know what? Happy New Year means a lot of rough days ahead for those who suffer from being sad, seasonal affective disorder. Plenty of gray and frigid days on the horizon. We're all going to do just be snuggly and cozy and warm at your house. And you know what? You're going to be in that house. Make it as beautiful as you can, both on the inside and the outside. And Pella will make it as comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year with 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry up. You only have until January 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. And as always, certain restrictions do apply.
We're going to Ireland. Well, maybe not we. And maybe not the Packers. We'll explain next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Say hey, I'll be gone today.
There is a... Was this even a report, Jesse? What was this?
So Sports Illustrated picked it up, but it was a rumor that is circulating, I think. Yeah, there's a rumor circulating that per sources, it's expected that the Green Bay Packers...
Well, that's a lot of couching.
...may play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Will they write that article?
The rumor is really more—it's more pointed at the Steelers. So the rumor, the strongest part of the rumor is the Steelers are playing in Dublin next year, and it's rumored that their opponent will be the Green Bay Packers.
You know who's going to be really excited about this, other than Tausch, is Matt LaFleur. He loves international travel.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Gesundheit. I am curious, Tausch, if you think that we are reaching the point where, if this comes to fruition, that Matt LaFleur is incrementally getting better and better with international games. He wasn't quite as bitter about, or at least publicly, not quite as bitter about Brazil as he was about London. So we get 4 or 5 years down the road when they're playing in Germany after playing an international game every single year. I got to think that he's going to be embracing it and be very excited about international travel.
No. Nope, I think he'll still hate it. But he's gotten better at the messaging of it. And this is where we're at with the NFL. You're going to see you're a big brand. You have a big fan base. You have the quarterback. You have a good team. Get ready. Every year it's going to be the case. And I think you fought not giving up a home game. Again, just like last year, you had a good crowd in Brazil. Now Philly ended up beating you fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh is a great place to go play. Renegade is awesome. Like, I can't tell you how blankin' awesome being out on a cold field with snow flurries coming down and they crank up Renegade. And you're on the field, and it is a dogfight, and it is, I mean, it is an awesome on-field deal. So to not have to go to Pittsburgh, but you have to go to Ireland, even though the Rooneys are, I think, ambassadors, I think there's something there. it is. It just is what it is. So you can pout and cry about it, or you could say, blanket, we're going to go kick some Irish you know what, and then celebrate with some Guinness. Go do it, baby. Let's go. That's where we're at.
If it's not your home game, I know it's inconvenient, and I know they're now 0-2, having gone to London and lost, and then gone to Brazil and lost. But isn't it the same as avoiding Philly in the opener?
100%.
Like, it's a really yes, I know it sucks to travel that far. I get it. But I'd rather play the Steelers in Ireland than play them in Pittsburgh. It's that simple. Like you said, with Renegade and whatever else, it still is a better alternative. My question is, are you hoping that it's later in the season, and will you take your bye after it as opposed to what you did with the London game, and then you ended up getting beat by the Jets?
I think you learn lessons from all of that stuff. I would hope they would do that similarly to last year and do it the first week. If Pittsburgh or Green Bay doesn't win a Super Bowl, fire that bad boy up. Let's turn this thing into Packer Friday in the beginning of the season. I'm fine with it because it's an advantage to do that early in the year. You get the preseason to prep for it, and then you get a little longer buffer where you're not taking that bye. I don't want to do that in October, November. If I'm Mark Murphy in my last stand here, just go to Goodell and say, you know what, man, this is where we're going to be. I only want to do it as a road game. I'm never giving up another home game. We will do the Detroit Lion Thanksgiving. I will give you Amazon Friday. You tell us where to go play. It'll be a road game every year, and the Green Bay Packers will take it. And then you know that's part of the deal. That would be that you're actually gaining a huge advantage, because every other year you're going to have nine homies and your roadie is going to be another homie. Let's do it.
Could you stop saying homie?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Homie, don't play that.
But don't you think it'd be fun? Just embrace it and say, you know what? It's going to happen anyways. Let's just do it. And by the way, I think Green Bay in Germany is like tailor-made.
Yeah, that's going to happen too. No doubt about
For
it.
For sure. For sure.
Dan Rooney was the U.S. ambassador to Ireland.
What's the deal with an ambassadorship? I thought Andy Rooney at 60 Minutes was great. I loved Andy Rooney back at 60 Minutes.
No relation. He was the ambassador to
Ireland.
You
don't know that. Did you do their Gene 21 thing or whatever it's called? You don't know.
My 23. He was the ambassador from July 3rd, 2009 through December 14th, 2012.
Good run. Good run.
There have been three ambassadors to Ireland since, and I'm sure there'll be a new one with the new president coming in. All right, we're not going to Ireland. Maybe we are. Maybe we can go do the show from there. I was told that I really missed out on London. I didn't have anyone tell me, boy, you really missed out on Brazil. I did not have anyone tell me that.
I don't think you could leave the hotel room, so it probably wasn't as fun as maybe London was, for sure.
So we'll get to Woe Nelly coming up after Tausch tells us again about how much he loves Coors Light.
Oh, it's so good. It's brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold packaged. And it is cold filtered because it's made to chill. And make sure your mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection, right where you want it to be. So it is always Coors Light in my hand. Don't care if I'm in Ireland, if I'm in Brazil, if I'm in Peru. Always Coors Light in my hand. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Talk about bad clock management. I left way too much time for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
That's all right. We got a little extra to get to. Strong start to Whoa, Nelly in 2025 here today. Mostly because it's Tausch's stuff that I want to make sure he gets to talk about before
Jesse,
he's gone
tomorrow.
Jesse, do
we need to reinvent Whoa, Nelly as we... Because calendar years, resolutions, et cetera, et cetera. How do you feel like Whoa, Nelly? You've been doing it now 6 years, something like that.
Boy. I think Whoa, Nelly gives us just the right amount of creative freedom and flexibility to make this whatever we want from it. And as long as you guys Whoa, Nelly things you want to Whoa, Nelly, I think we're in good shape.
All right, let's go.
Whoa, Nelly!
If I may, what prompted that?
I'm just curious. Don't you reflect more on New Year's, or you just keep plugging?
You're reflecting on other people's segments?
Yeah.
Did you spend any time reflecting on the fact that the movie version of Headlines did not turn out to be popular with our fans?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I told you the Wilde Academy is taking over.
That's not
made moves.
That is not what I asked.
We made moves. Yes,
no.
I understand.
You can't just assign it to other people. It was your baby.
We did 2 years, and I think we had one raging success. And I disagree. I think just judging by trying to grow our digital platform, like, there's other things. Like, not everything is going to be a home run. Okay?
That definitely wasn't.
Songs were.
Well, I can't wait to see what you and your crew.
It's not my deal. And here's the thing.
No, it is your deal now.
Here's the thing. The question is not about whether I felt good about it.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Let's go.
Reinventing.
I love this. Hey, this new Whoa, Nelly's great. All right.
What a bunch of jazz.
Tausch, you heard Rex Ryan talking on Get Up the other day, and you said, hey, Rex Ryan, 7:11 a.m., get up. And I went in and I found audio.
I said at 7:11 so that you could actually clip it.
And I appreciate that.
When did he say it?
Since we did the process so well, and then we haven't talked about it since, I want to make sure we play this for you before you're off tomorrow and we never get to it. So here is Rex Ryan. Okay. On the potential Packers matchup in the opening round of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible matchup for him. And he's going to have 2 losses against the Lions, 2 losses against the Vikings, and get ready to have 2 losses against the Eagles. Look, this guy has elite talent. Jordan Love has elite talent. He's not elite. And the consistency that you talked about keeps him from being elite.
Yeah.
All right? And so to me, he starts this game. And we've seen him struggle.
A couple misses early.
He looks shook to me. And you can't have that. If you're an elite player, you can't have that. You practiced all week. Get out there with confidence and fire. Especially in those first 15, you ought to be, like Superman. It takes him a while to get started, then he becomes Superman.
Yeah.
But he needs to start that way for this team to have any chance moving forward.
I can only imagine how many Lois Lane go grab a dinner references we're about to get. But Tausch, what'd you think of what Ryan said?
No, I do think he needs to be better more consistently. And I think the national narrative, you just heard it, that's what you're going to hear all next week. And Packer fans can take that, or Packer players. I don't think the gulch is as deep as I think a lot of people think, but Jordan Love will have to play, and that's why I thought the Gary Ellerson piece along with that. It's interesting to hear because Jason and I both like Jordan Love. I think we both think he's a really good player. He has started seasons slower than we'd like. He's playing good football, but I think to beat these teams, he's going to have to play at a higher level more consistently. I think that is a very valid point. And right now he has not been as consistent. His Minnesota game, he didn't play well for really two. Again, that stat just blew my mind. In the middle of the third quarter, I think it was 68 yards passing in an NFL game. Ugh. So, yeah, I think Jordan will have to be more consistent. And that's part of the growing up process. But if this team's going to go on a run, I'm not saying he needs to be Rodgers good against the Falcons because that was all worldly in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think he's going to have to be better than what he's been against in the big boy games this year. And it really is not that he hasn't had great spells. You can't have empty possessions as many in a row as we've seen in the big games. And that's something that I think it will be a big talking point all next week. Rex Ryan just kind of got it started a week early.
Yeah, I thought he made a really good point. And the fact of the matter is that Jordan Love has played really well at different points in the season. Lots of different points in the season, frankly. It is interesting, though, that the people that were part of the sports media commentary industrial complex, it's interesting.
What's the acronym on that?
I don't know. You're the acronym guy. I'm apparently the new headline guy. You're the acronym guy. The fact of the matter is that the same people that were building him up all offseason are now having to acknowledge, or at least should be acknowledging, that they maybe got a little ahead of their skis on him. And I don't hear a lot of acknowledgement of that coming from some folks that were touting him as an MVP candidate, etc. It is a process. It is a process. And Jordan Love is going through the process. And with 19 games of film, defensive coordinators did a better job against him. They made it more difficult. I don't question whether he's a good quarterback. I question whether we anointed him a little bit prematurely in some precincts. Oh, whoa, Nelly.
Too big of a crowning. Interesting.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, more audio that Tausch passed along. This was from Debo Samuel joining the St. Brown podcast. Asked about losing the Super Bowl and the climb that follows.
Uh-oh. Losing the Super Bowl, bro, like, it puts you in depression. Like, bro, you go months without, like, talking to people, want to be seen. Like, bro, when I lost the Super Bowl, bro, I stayed in Vegas and hopped on a, like, I got on a Sprinter to come back home. Bro, like, losing the Super Bowl, like, that's one of the worst feelings, like, ever. You just think about it. Like, think about it in our position. Like, bro, we just went through camp. We just went through the whole season. We got here, we lose. Now you back to work in 3 weeks, and you about to do it all over again. So it's just like, God, like, bro, lose the Super Bowl, crazy. I lost the Super Bowl twice to the same team.
That's Debo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers on the St. Brown podcast. Tausch, what stood out to you from that clip?
He's stealing Tausch's materials. What stood out to
me? I'm not going to sit here and pat my... Jason, pat me on the back.
Yeah.
You pat Tausch me nailed on the back, because I'm not going to do it myself.
Thank you. That's how it should work. You should have other people, which was what I was trying to do. Tausch nailed this. The graphics that Greg provided for us to accompany Tausch's great point, it is climbing Everest. And you end up back at the bottom, and you're like, ugh, it's such a long, arduous climb to get to the mountaintop, and then to be knocked off by that damn Patrick Mahomes both times. It's funny, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on this, under Kyle Shanahan, they have made the playoffs every year except for the 2 years after they lost the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Great.
So
nugget,
great job, Tausch.
It's a great nugget. Thanks. Yeah. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last one.
Wait, we just got that in just so I could tell you how great your point was?
Yep, that was exactly what we did there.
Well, Jason, I just think a lot of people were criticizing me when I was saying that San Fran was going to fall off a cliff.
So,
and that they weren't going to...
So let me I actually did have a follow-up question, because you know that's my specialty.
Yep.
Look, they
for
were...
immunizations, yes.
They were devastated by injuries. There's no doubt about it.
Not
right?
like Detroit.
Not like Detroit, but, you know, they have had more than their share of injuries. I don't think they were going back to the Super Bowl. My question about them moving forward is, I thought they were a playoff team and probably not getting back to the Super Bowl. They have a lot of older players on their team. Ding dong, is the wicked San Francisco witch dead if you're a Packers fan? Are they going to have to go through a rebuild now? Or do you think they hit the reset button, they add some pieces, and then they're back to being a thorn in the Packers' side in 2025.
This group, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Debo.
Mm-hmm. Kittle is over. Not young anymore.
Kittle's getting older. I don't know what they're going to do with Purdy. I think Freddie Varner's still a great player. He's going to be fine. I don't know with Greenlaw. I think he's probably so this version. But if you doubt Kyle Shanahan and what he does, I think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. They'll figure it out, but it's going to be with a different cast of characters than what this group that has given Green Bay fans a lot of pain. I think that core, it's going to be moved along.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
I guess last one, since I want to make sure.
Where'd the music go?
We had too much time. It ran out already. We're not used to going this long in this segment.
Oh.
Cheers to 2025. Tausch, Saquon Barkley is sitting out against the Giants on Sunday with a chance to break Eric Dickerson's record. How do you feel about that decision for the Philadelphia Eagles
running
back? Too
bad, because Brett Favre was going to give him the record if he played.
Oh, burn. I don't like it. And I thought, and I think the clip I sent you was the point of, we've gotten so championship crazy that we're forgetting and leaving out and losing great moments because everything, and I get it. If you don't get a championship, it's disappointing. Completely agree. But there are all these other moments now that potentially it meant a lot to me, to Mac, to Casey Rabach, to that whole crew when Ron Dayne broke the record and won the Heisman Trophy. It was a team goal that we established, and we were able to accomplish it. And all of us wear our 71 whatever number. I don't even know what number it is. But that sweatshirt and the stuff, because it still means a lot to us. This record would mean a lot to Saquon, but it would mean even more to his guys up front. And I know they want to stay healthy and want to be able to beat the Packers in the playoffs next week. But I do feel like we're losing out on some things that are great in themselves because everything is now rest and so afraid of criticism of getting hurt and doing it that we forget about some of these other moments that could occur. That's the reality of the world we live in, and I'm not going to tell you it's crazy. I feel a little nostalgic in that we're missing out on some things, and I would bet Saquon and his crew, when they get knocked off by the Packers, you're going to look back and say, dang, we should have at least gotten that record, because that would be something cool and memorable and historical that goes along with it.
I think it's pretty cool that as bad as I wanted the record, the linemen wanted it too, Barkley said. My name would be the one in there in the history books, but they, mm-hmm. meaning the offensive line, would have been the ones that would have done it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your point. Now, again,
I'll tell you what, I like Saquon. He seems to just get it.
He does.
He gets
There's
it.
No doubt about it. That said, I'd be curious if you were Nick Sirianni. We started the show making you Matt LaFleur. Now I'm going to make you Nick Sirianni. Once you ask Saquon Barkley, look, what do you want to do? I'm willing to take on the risk if you want to go for the record. Could you run could you get a 98-yard run early? What would you do?
Especially, you're playing against your former team with the Giants.
Correct.
You could shove it up their blanks. Like, the players are always going to want to play, and I would do it. I think there are some things that are really important to guys, and this is one of those things. So I'm telling you, I think when Green Bay goes into Philly and beats them in that first round, they're going to look back and say, we did all that to get knocked out in the first round. Now, if Saquon gets hurt or Lane Johnson gets hurt, shame on us for doing it. That's
right.
The tricky mm-hmm. part of this whole deal. But I'm telling you, I think you always want to go down swinging rather than not. And we'll see how it all shakes out. It could be that Philly is healthy and they end up smoking Green Bay in the first round. That could happen too. But if Philly doesn't win a championship, they're going to be looking back and saying, man, we did all this. We climbed that mountain. You're basically climbing Mount Everest from the rushing record. You have the flag in hand, and you decide to turn it into a javelin and fire it back down the hill. I would like to stick it up there and let people see it and say, man, we earned this, and then walk down that hill in a nice, orderly fashion.
Tausch, if it's 0.5 yards for Saquon Barkley on...
better go less.
You better go less.
Better go less. I don't know with Jordan Love. I don't know all of the other opportunities that you'll have with prize picks, but it is fun. You pick more or less on at least two players, shot to win. a lot of cash. It's up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance. And also, I love the fact that we have all these great sports opinions. Everybody does. People call in. Blah, blah, blah. Turn it into cash. You have those strong convictions. Let's do it. Prize Picks puts their members first. All of the withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And you get it in as quick as 15 minutes. Again, download that app today. Use code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Summer will sound a little different on ESPN Madison next year.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Churio!
This is Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers. 100.5 ESPN.
This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare.
All right, we're almost out of time. Tausch will be traveling back home tomorrow from his undisclosed location. So we will have...
I'm going to miss that lampshade.
And that painting and the reflection.
Nice pink.
It was great to have you for the entire show and not have you go Megatron on us. But we
it's
will have...
like the Wi-Fi is a smart move.
You would think.
I don't know if that's something new or
here we
whatever.
Are.
But.
Yeah.
We'll have Brian Bulaga as our cousin sub of the day. We'll get to talk to Rob Domofsky as well. Tausch, we wish you safe travels. Did you want to get your Steinhoffel sleeper of the weekend before we run out of show?
Oh, I'm not asking him.
No, you got to say it on the show when you have the chance.
JJ Anagbare, and I also tweeted it not right before the game and all the lineup and inactives are picked like the team
asks. Not after breakfast.
I did it 3 days
tomorrow, not after breakfast.
Thank you, Warden, for that. So, yes, and I just want to make sure – because I know the Academy feels slighted a little bit by from Jason. I want to thank the Academy as well. And I also want to make sure the 565 Collective team, which does a ton of great work, knows that they're loved by at least one person on this
You
team.
Should. All these people you mentioned do all your work for you. You should be thanking them.
And allow I you to bully did. Them into siding with you on everything.
Nobody's bullied anybody. If anybody's been the bully, it's been you two knuckleheads. And you know that.
Safe travels home. We care about you, even though you're a knob. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow without old boy. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.